FM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A sigh of relief in Atlanta after a deadly shooting in the waiting room of a medical office.
Law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
Mayor Andre Dickens making the announcement after an almost eight-hour manhunt. Reporter Edgar Tragetz from our affiliate WSB.
It began in the lunch hour in Midtown Atlanta. Police say 24-year-old Deion Patterson shot and killed one woman and injured four others in a waiting room, then soon after carjacked a vehicle. The massive manhunt played out through the afternoon into early evening, ending 10 miles north in suburban Cobb County. Police Chief Stuart Van Hooser says they checked on a flood of tips.
One real-time operator in particular saw a 911 call come in, literally said, I think this is going to be him.
It was. Patterson was found hiding behind a condo complex in the woods and arrested without incident. Edgar Tragetz for CBS News, Atlanta.
Police in California say they're questioning a person of interest in two deadly stabbings at parks near the UC Davis campus. A third person, a woman, is in critical condition after police say she was stabbed through a tent at a homeless encampment. Isaac Chessman lives nearby.
He's killing off innocent, vulnerable people. And whether they're homeless or housed, it doesn't make them no less than a human.
Police say they detained the man under questioning a block away from one of the attacks. More than a dozen people staged a sit-in outside Florida Governor DeSantis' office to protest his legislative agenda, including the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. Among them, Jonelle Mickles.
We're angry and we're upset that we could come to the state capitol all the way in Tallahassee and not be able to meet our governor, not be able to get answers.
At The Hague, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky receiving a standing ovation on a visit to the International Criminal Court. It's issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. His spokesman says Putin is at work in his office in the Kremlin a day after accusing Ukraine of a drone attack intended to kill him. The World Health Organization meets today to decide if COVID is still a global emergency. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
With a number of countries now lifting restrictions, the director general said he hopes to end the international emergency this year. But even if he does, health experts say it will still remain a complex public health challenge.
There's new proof business is booming in the weight loss business.
Now with Wegovy, I've seen real change. I've lost weight and I'm keeping it off.
Novo Nordisk says sales of its obesity drug exploded by 211% in the first quarter. Sales of its sister drug, Ozempic, also used to treat type 2 diabetes, soared 59%. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 72, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 45. Overcast skies.
This is
tomorrow,
Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin from Civic Media. This is Up North News Radio. Real information, good conversation. Unabashedly Wisconsin. Here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Oshkosh here in the state of Wisconsin Sense on this Thursday, May 4th, coming to you from the new downtown studios on Main Street of Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. The studio is still a bit of a work in progress, so forgive a little echo that you might hear here, but it's just gorgeous what they're putting together. And so as part of a road trip that I'm doing this week, I thought I would stop by, see the place. It looked so good. I said, hey, let's do a show from here. So we are. And meanwhile, Aaron Zommers couldn't come along on the road trip. He is back in Madison. But Aaron, I hope you're hearing things from the Fox Valley all right. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty well. And like you said, just a little echoey, but it's manageable.
I was going to say, there are definitely worse problems to have. So we'll take that. But yeah, it's super out here, especially this time of year. You know, when I stepped out of the hotel, the sun wasn't quite up yet. But, you know, the robins are just robins. Even some cardinals were just going crazy here. So apparently they like it here in Oshkosh.
Yeah, so at least we've got one set of opinions.
Yes, we do have that. We're in a part of downtown that is definitely being, shall we say, renovated. I'm not going to say gentrified or anything. It's great when you see some of these old buildings being worked on. In fact, a former colleague of mine at TV13, she was a reporter there for a long time, Brenda Haynes, now has Blue Door Consulting here in Oshkosh, has for a number of years. And when I told her I was stopping by, she said, stop by the office. The office is a half a block away from here. And also in an old granary, you can see where the chute in the ceiling and, you know, the big massive platform for the scale where they would weigh the grain apparently was a very trendy restaurant for a time when it was first remodeled. Now it's office space. And it's got, you know, the brick interior. I honest to God wondered if Chandler and Rachel and Joey were going to come in and have some coffee. It looked like something out of a sitcom.
Yeah, it's really cool when they repurpose buildings like that. There's a coffee shop in Manitowoc. I can't remember what it used to be. It wasn't a granary, but something similar where it just has all this really old wooden flooring and brick walls and everything. And it just looks cool.
Yeah, and let me tell you what was really nice to see when I first got to the door. On the front door is a big old sticker, like the sign behind me for Oshkosh Air Support, but also a little sticker that says Main Street Bounce Back Grant. This is one of those places. This storefront sat vacant for the longest time. And now I have to be honest, I actually don't know if the radio station purchased the full building or if we're just renting or leasing space here at the street level. But the fact is, you know, again, this sat here for years, just another abandoned storefront. But these Main Street Bounce Back Grants, I'm telling you, they've benefited almost 10,000 businesses and allowed, you know, our downtowns to start to flourish again. And so it's really great to see that. Oh, did I mention the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee cut that out of the state budget the other day? Okay, well, you know, I guess You do you for economic development, Republicans. I guess we're going back to the Foxconn method of things, right?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I thought that small businesses were something that they liked, but I guess maybe not.
You would think so. So anyway, this is May 4th. And so, you know, May 4th is known as Star Wars Day, as in, you know, may the 4th be with you. So we've got that going for us. You'll hear from Star Wars music in and out. We'll talk about that a bit today. But we also have Hometown Health. It is a Thursday. So Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be with us. And actually, we're doing financial health. And your household maybe needs a financial checkup. You see what I did there? Checkup, Hometown Health, and nobody? Okay. We will talk to a financial planner, Kristen Alfheim, about not only your the household health of your home, the financial health of your home, I meant to say, but also improving financial literacy classes in schools. We've heard Republicans say quite often, we need more financial literacy in classrooms. Governor Tony Evers included money for that in his budget. Oh, did I mention Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee cut that money out too for the extra financial literacy? Oh, well, we will talk to Joe Zepecki coming up in a few minutes here and talk about the continued showdown on the debt ceiling. Who are Republicans turning to for leadership when these times demand calm responsibility? They're turning to Ron Johnson, a man who has never been on the right side of keeping America out of default. So we'll talk a bit about that with Joe Zepecki. Luke Mathers will join us for the obligatory Luke, I am your father jokes on this May the 4th. And you know, we'll get a weather forecast and some sports as well. It's a nice 41 degrees here in Oshkosh, 49 back up on Lake Wasota, 51 in Amory, 45 in Wausau, 39 in Waukesha, 47 in Wisconsin Rapids, and 41 in Madison. It's going to be a nice day. Do you have Mr. Alba still on at 8 o'clock, right? We didn't accidentally kick him off the air or anything?
No, that's correct.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. Sometimes we get on a bit of a roll on Wednesday, and I get concerned that I'm going to get him in trouble. But so far, so good. Right?
So far, so good. We're all good.
Okay, good. Todd Alba, you can catch at 8 o'clock on some of these civic media radio stations. On others, like this one here, Oshkosh Air Support, you have Earl Ingram coming up at 8 o'clock. All right, when we come back, we will talk a bit more about what's been in the news, and we will certainly talk about Star Wars, and we will talk about the Brewers playing a game last night in Colorado, game two of their 3-game series. They will be playing again this afternoon before they move on to San Francisco. So all that and more ahead from Oshkosh on a Thursday on Up North News Radio.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com. 2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High temperatures reach up to 69 today under mainly sunny skies. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 49. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Just might be the most orchestral intro I think I've ever received. Welcome back. This is Up North News Radio. On a Thursday, May the 4th, as in May the 4th be with you. And so we'll talk a little Star Wars coming up in just a bit here. First off, while all of us early birds were asleep, the Milwaukee Brewers were out in Denver, losing once again to the Colorado Rockies 7-1. And it wasn't even that close. The one run was kind of a sack fly, you know, running garbage time in the top of the ninth inning. Eric Lauer is now 3-3 for the Brewers. He went 4 2/3 innings. He allowed 4 hits and 4 runs, but none of them were earned. Third baseman Mike Brasso made a throwing error in Colorado's 4-run fourth inning. They will play again this afternoon. And I might have mentioned once or twice, but now that I'm here at the home of Brewers baseball radio here in the Fox Valley, let me say again, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM is the place where you can hear the Brewers, as well as on one of our other Civic Media stations, WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. That's 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. So again, that will be the Brewers game this afternoon. And then it is off to San Francisco for a 3-game series against the Giants. Aaron, I'm dealing with a new studio here. Not only do you have the sound things, the lighting that we're dealing with, and it's great to have a street side view. We're looking at Main Street. I can see the bridge going over the Fox River here as it winds its way out of Lake Winnebago. But I think one of the things they didn't count on is as the sun rise moves its way, you know, farther and farther north with each day, we're about at the point now where that sun is just about to come in here and blind me like a lightsaber.
Oh yeah, I can see that. I see your face starting to light up.
Oh, there it is now. So I'm like, wow, those are really big curtains in the window. Now I see why. We may have to take care of that. But anyway, we've made it to May the 4th. So before we get to any of the serious news, we should try to talk about Star Wars and try to talk about what we know about it. Try is really all I can do, really, when it comes
try
to recounting.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Well, I'm sorry, Yoda, but I got to do the best I can here. Which one did you see the other day?
Return of the Jedi, so episode 6.
Okay, episode 6. Now, look, I've seen all 9 of the movies. I've seen like the first episode of The Mandalorian. What was the one? Rogue One. Rogue One was actually my favorite of all of them. That was one of the first like spin-off movies, right?
Yeah. And yeah, it was very good.
It essentially takes place immediately before Chapter 4, which of course was the very first Star Wars movie. And for the life of me, I can't remember who played the main character there, but boy, I mean, it was, the whole cast was great. But it gets you to wondering, okay, once I noticed that was kind of a prequel to Chapter 4.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Jammers Bar & Grill is looking to add to their team. Jammers Bar & Grill has openings for bartenders. They're excited to bring someone new to the Jammers team and are offering good wages with great tips and a friendly atmosphere. Yes, they'd like a little experience, but they're also open to training. Stop into Jammers today to pick up an application and meet some of the team. Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And from there, you should go to, you should come out of Attack of the Clones and watch Star Wars The Clone Wars, which was a series that ran from 2008 to 2014. And you said you were a fan of that.
Yeah, that's another one where the beginning of the show, the first season, you should look up a guide on which episodes to skip, because there are some real stinkers in there that are just a waste of time. But after the first season, the show is really good.
Okay. And then you can watch episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, the movie from 2005. Then you should watch Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, where was that? Was that a standalone movie? Was that in theaters or streaming someplace on Disney?
That's on Disney Plus. It's a show that came out last year sometime.
Okay. You can see how well it stuck with me. Followed by that, this one's Star Wars The Bad Batch Season 2021. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, it's a spinoff of the Clone Wars TV show about a specific group of clones who resist Order 66. They don't kill the Jedi, basically.
Oh, gotcha. That should then be followed by Solo, a Star Wars story from 2018. Again, one I'm a little embarrassed to say I didn't watch, because again, I like the franchise, but just never got to see Solo. And I know it got kind of mixed reviews. And where's the Aaron position on that one?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. Followed up by Star Wars Rebels, which clearly was another series, 2014 to 2018, and Star Wars Andor from 2022. I'm assuming these are Disney Plus things again?
Yeah. Rebels is a kids show again, except it does actually get pretty good later on. And then Andor is a new one that a lot of people are saying might be the best Star Wars anything. It's a pretty good show.
All right.
It's not too long either. So,
and then you follow that up with Rogue One, which again was from 2016. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, which I really enjoyed. Then you get to the original Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, the movie from 1977. Followed that up with 5, The Empire Strikes Back from 1980, and then 6, Return of the Jedi from 1983. And then there's a break before you get into movies 7, 8, and 9. There's The Mandalorian from 2019, season 2. Then The Book of Boba Fett from 2021. And I have now lost everybody who just wants to hear the latest in state political news. And then Star Wars, finally, 7, 8, and 9. The Force Awakens from 2015. The Last Jedi from 2017. And 9, The Rise of Skywalker from 2019. And here's where special Star Wars correspondent Aaron Zommers will tell us his issues with movies 7, 8, and 9.
Well, it's rough. It very much feels like those movies were made by committee, in that the directors might have wanted to try something different, and then Disney was like, no, this needs to sell a lot of tickets. 7 is a good reunion episode. You know, it gets everyone together. It doesn't really do a lot. It retreads the territory of A New Hope with almost the exact same story. And you know what? That's fine. Hadn't had a Star Wars movie in a long time. It gets everyone back together. And then The Last Jedi, the director, Rian Johnson, you can tell he was trying to do some interesting things with it. But then the whole movie is a series of gotcha, just kidding, I'm not doing that. So it's just weird. It also has a lot of physics things that don't make sense, like arcing lasers. And it's disorienting.
So I love you, man. I would never have come up with that. Not in a million years. When I was about your age, the new thing was Star Trek, The Next Generation. And we'd have some of those same, you know, conversations like, well, if Geordi wasn't wearing his special goggles, you know, would he really be able to see? It's like, shut up and watch the show. You know?
Right.
Just like everything I said yesterday about the writing. But, you know, if something bugs you about the physical makeup of it, then, yeah, you can't. The writing isn't going to overcome that necessarily.
Right. And it's, if it was just one thing, like, oh, some of these lasers follow an arc, even though in Star Wars that hasn't happened before. Okay, that's one thing, but it was a lot of stuff. Like, they had a bunch of bombers flying over a ship, and they were all flying right next to each other, and it feels like the armor plating was paper thin, so you shoot one and they all blow up. It was like, why would you do that? Why would you fly them next to each other if they're that fragile?
I love this. So there's the thing on watching Star Wars, and you know what that perfectly makes even more, what makes it things even funnier now, is I saw Mark Hamill in a commercial. Now I forget what it was for, if it was for one of the shows or one of the products, but he walks onto this set where the actor is using two lightsabers. And he says to him, Jedi's don't have two lightsabers. And the guy says to him something like, oh no, this is one lightsaber that you can split in two. And then Mark Hamill kind of grumbles as he's walking off the set going, they never gave me two lightsabers. It's like, Mark Hamill has played this so well.
He really
Some
has.
Some people, once they get typecast, they get bitter and everything else. He's just taking it and running with it, and good for him.
Especially because, to my knowledge, I could be wrong on this, but I remember reading that he wanted to be a voice actor, and then the role of Luke just kind of fell into his lap, and he was like, sure, whatever, I can't get a good voice acting gig, so I'll do this. And now he does voice acting for basically whatever he wants to.
Well, that's great, and near as I can recall, I don't know what else he's done beyond Star Wars compared to, say, Harrison Ford, who was Indiana Jones, and he's played in all these other dramatic movies. I mean, Harrison Ford is just this, you know, well-rounded star, and Mark Hamill could have been, like, you know, again, very resentful, but, you know, you finally take it, and you say, you know what, the checks, they still cash when I take them to the bank, so I guess this is okay.
They sure do.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Is there, you saw the one, was there anything else special that people are doing today for May the 4th, or is it just an excuse for, you know, talking heads on the radio to gab about movies for a while?
I think it's probably the latter, or an excuse for people to watch Star Wars if they've been thinking, you know what, it's been a while since I watched A New Hope, let's see where it all began, kind of thing.
There you go. And now they're going to watch the physical aspects of it even more carefully, thanks to your sharp analysis here. All right, let's set things up for after the break. We spoke late yesterday with our friend Joseph Pecky, as we do every week, to bring him to you on Thursday mornings at 6:30 to talk about what's happened this week. And part of what's happened this week is Republicans making the determination in Congress that Ron Johnson should speak for them when it comes to the debt ceiling. Somebody who would not at all be unhappy if the United States defaulted on its debts and put millions of people out of work and crashed the economy, because apparently that's some kind of learning experience. I don't know. We'll hear from Joseph Pecky coming up right after the break. This is Up North News Radio.
You are listening to WAU.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fridays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today, otherwise overcast. High temperatures reach up to 72, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 45. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs level off around 65. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Really not worth responding to. Only worth bringing up again for those folks that can't believe that he actually said that. Where we're actually going to start with Ron Johnson is about the debt ceiling debate in Congress. And that there is, I got to admit, Joe, a little bit more unity behind Kevin McCarthy and that terrible, no good, very bad bill that they passed last week. And Ron Johnson's out there leading the charge saying we need to have a united front. I guess I'm a little surprised, especially that they want to be united behind this turkey. But what are your thoughts on all this?
My thoughts are pretty simple, which is that Ron Johnson is not a serious person on this issue, and he should go sit in the corner and be quiet. And the fact that Republicans are letting him take this position says an awful lot more about the Republican conference and the Republican Party in 2023 than it does about Ron Johnson. Because here's the history, folks. Ron Johnson has been in Washington for 12 years, right? Went in 2011. The debt ceiling has come up before. The U.S. has been at risk of defaulting before, multiple times, in fact, since Ron Johnson got there. And you know how many times he has voted to make sure that we didn't default on our debt? You know how many times he voted to protect the global economy from being devastated?
How many?
Zero times. He has never voted to raise the debt limit. And presumably, he never will. He didn't do it when Barack Obama was president. He didn't do it when Donald Trump was president. This is a thing that you have to do to protect the full faith and credit of the United States of America and protect the global economy. And he has failed the test of responsible stewardship and doing the right thing multiple times. And he is who Republicans want out there front and center at this point? Does he know what a global economic meltdown looks like? Does he understand what that would do to his cherished business? That if you just ask him, he'll tell you how hard he worked to make the millions and millions of dollars that he has. This guy cannot put himself in the shoes of another person. That is why the ridiculous comments you prefaced on global climate change, of course, he thinks it's a good thing. He can't possibly put himself in the shoes of another. He apparently is incapable of putting himself in the shoes of people whose livelihoods depend on the stability or what is left of it in the global economy. And he has multiple times in his 12 years in Congress said, here's my choice. If it was up to me, let us default. That is the choice that he made with those votes against raising the debt limit. So pardon my skepticism and my outrage today that Ron Johnson is anywhere near something this serious.
There are not a lot of people that you can say this of, but I'm quite confident that Senator Johnson is one of those who roots for Mr. Potter, the banker, in the It's a Wonderful Life movie. Because it's just so fitting that whatever the business wants is what you have to do. Again, this was somebody who has praised, you know, outsourcing. And
yeah.
You know, so
if Ron Johnson is driving this car, we're going off the cliff and it's time to put your money into the mattress, folks. And that's not where any of us want to be. That is not responsible leadership. It is irresponsible. It is dangerous. Ron Johnson is not a serious person on this issue, and he has no business being anywhere near this debate. I hope that as quickly as possible, President Biden gets in a room with the grownups like Mitch McConnell, who, listen, I disagree with on darn near everything. But at least he has been responsible on this topic in the past. You cannot say that about Ron Johnson.
No. I thought you might be a little bit more worked up about our next item here, because as we know, Milwaukee, where you are, it was supposed to get the Democratic National Convention. COVID got in the way of that. The Republicans, who have never been fans of Milwaukee, as if, again, to, you know, own the libs, picked Milwaukee to have the convention next year. The RNC announced that the very first, pre-primary presidential debate would be in Milwaukee this summer. And we learned this week that former President Donald Trump will basically turn it into an asterisk by not showing up. It's like poor Milwaukee just can't win with either party here.
Well, yes. I guess the reason my dander's a little less up about this one is I don't think it actually has anything to do with Milwaukee. It has to do with Donald Trump as a coward and incapable of standing on a stage with others, you know, with other people and defending his behavior and his conduct and his actions and his beliefs. And, you know, it does not surprise me that somebody who only debated one time in the general election in 2020 and walked into the room with COVID and knew it, so didn't care about the rules. I mean, when you look at the history of this, there's no way Donald Trump is debating. He's not going to debate in Milwaukee. He's not going to debate on a boat or in a moat. We can do a whole Dr. Seuss rhyme over this. He ain't going to debate. And, you know, to me, the cost of that is people are not going to see just how disconnected from reality he has become. Because as bad as it was when he lost the 2020 election by 7 million votes and 70 electoral votes – Keep in mind that since then, the things that have happened have included the insurrection and assault on the Capitol on January 6th, a second impeachment, an overturning of 50 years of precedent in the Roe case due to the judges that Donald Trump put on the court. And now he has been indicted for crimes. He is on trial for rape. Those are five pretty big deal things that have happened. And he doesn't want to defend any of them. So he's going to try to hide. And Republicans are doing their very best to shepherd him right to the nomination. They're not taking him on. So you know what? They bought the ticket. They still want to ride. That's up to them. But to me, it's not about Milwaukee. And so I take a little bit of comfort in that.
I think as well, let's give some credit to President Biden, who I think essentially, you know, scared him off the debate stage any further because somebody finally turned to him in that one debate and said so wonderfully, "Will you just shut up, man?" Or, you know, however he put it. Oh, my goodness.
And Trump cannot be challenged. He cannot be wrong. Think back to the Sharpie on the map of the hurricane. And so, my probably unpopular divergent take from a lot of people this week is I'm actually kind of glad that CNN is going to give him a platform next week in a presidential town hall debate, because I think it's really important that the American people see how disconnected from reality he is, how much it is all about him and not about them. And the more people see Donald Trump, which we really haven't in a while, the more good that's going to do for the political fortunes of the Biden-Harris ticket.
All right, let's turn toward a more state perspective and the state budget that is being crafted, shall we say, by Republicans on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. And we have said repeatedly how wrong it was for the Republicans on that committee to have their first order of business being to remove more than 500 proposals from Governor Evers without so much of a, you know, debate on the merits of them. It was cowardly to use your word, and I think rightly so. But I bring it up again just to say it for the purposes of our conversation here, again, with over 500 items there, when you look at that, what one or two do you think that need to be mentioned yet again? Because people need to know the kind of impact one or two of those ideas could have had, and now we won't have that positive impact.
Well, the first is Medicaid expansion. And the reason for that is North Carolina Republicans, which are pretty conservative Republicans. Remember, it was North Carolina Republicans who laid out the playbook that Wisconsin Republicans followed after Tony Evers won in 2018. And that was to use a lame duck session of the legislature to strip the governor of powers. They did that move first in North Carolina. Wisconsin Republicans said, hey, that's a pretty good idea. We're about to have a Democratic governor. We're going to do that too. So they have followed the lead of North Carolina Republicans before. North Carolina Republicans finally saw the writing on the wall and said, the Medicaid expansion available under Obamacare makes sense. We can find a way to get to yes on this, and it can save the state money. Well, here in Wisconsin, for more than 10 years, Republicans have said, no, no, no. They still have an opportunity to say yes. And if they did, they would save hundreds of millions of dollars, right? It would create even more space in the budget to invest in things that they care about, like tax cuts, right? Or to try and do things that are policy priorities for them, like increase the size of the vouchers for private schools. But they refuse to come to the table. They refuse to have a conversation about it. That's item number A1 for me. And then I think number two is medicinal marijuana. We are an island surrounded by states that have legalized the use of cannabis, some all the way, some for medicinal purposes. Here in Wisconsin, Republicans refuse to figure it out. I do not buy what Speaker Voss is selling, that they're having conversations and it might happen. They just showed where their cards are. They said, no, we're taking it out. And they think the funny line today, I heard this on the radio earlier, is, you know, that somehow that means Democrats' policy solution is people should smoke more weed. That's not at all what we're talking about. We're talking about missing opportunities and competitiveness as a state and alleviating the suffering of people who are quite ill when it comes to the use of medical marijuana. And so those two right there are just sort of a stick in the eye of the 70% plus of Wisconsinites who support those very common sense, reasonable public policy proposals. And Republicans just aren't interested. And that's, you know, that's their choice. But I do think that It's the job of the public to say, okay, we see your choice, and maybe we'll be making some different choices in the future at the polls because of that.
I watched as Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, made that wisecrack. And I thought, you know, the sheer arrogance of that, and to follow it up by saying that they don't believe the polling that says that these are bipartisan issues.
Well, because, it's a science, again, Pat. Polling is a science. And
right. And
science,
we're against science. Yeah. But it shows the kind of bubble you can live in when you're gerrymandered, that I think if public opinion polls were taken in their districts, they would be very surprised at the results of them, but they don't have to care. So they don't.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. I've left us enough time to get into, again, there's a heavy competition for, you know, the dumbest bill of the session or the dumbest bill of the week. And I think rightly so, the authors have been, properly pilloried on a bill that would allow children as young as 14 to serve alcohol to adults. Now, not at the bar, but at tables in restaurants, because, Joe, as we all know, there are no drunk and abusive customers who are sitting at restaurant tables, right? So there's nothing wrong with this idea.
Never in my life. Yeah, I've seen a lot of strategies for workforce development and trying to, you know, help Main Street small businesses. They keep coming up with stuff where you just got to kind of scratch your head and go, where the hell are they coming up with this? Who is this for that they think this is the right idea? You know, anybody who's been to a small, you know, tavern or diner where they, you know, they serve food and there's a bar knows that it doesn't take an extraordinary amount of effort for that bar manager or for the manager of the restaurant to handle that run from the kitchen to the table to refill a cocktail or have another beer, and then let an adult, a responsible adult, make the determination as to whether that person maybe has been overserved, be treated probably with a little bit more respect from the patron. If there are business owners out there who wanted this and insisted on this, I think those business owners could probably stand to look in the mirror.
I just don't think that there are. I really think they're just flailing. They're looking for anything because, God forbid, they stop being allergic to immigration, which is what we're going to need with the demographics of this country. But when you can use it as a wedge, you'll look for anything else. Try to get people out of retirement at one end of the spectrum and loosen up child labor at the other end. It's very telling. Joe Zepecki, thanks as always. Hope we were able to unburden you a bit as we kick off the weekend.
I feel a little better. Anytime I can yell about Senator Johnson, it's a good day.
We're here for you. Good therapy. Thanks, Joe.
Talk to you next week.
And we will be back with today's history lesson and a little music break coming up in just a bit. You're up north.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fridays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it?
Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Progressive Talk, from Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
We take a little break from Star Wars music that started in the mid-1970s to bring you some other movie music from the mid-70s, which actually was from the 30s. This would be Marvin Hamlisch's adaptation of some classic ragtime tunes, because the soundtrack to The Sting held the top spot on the album chart for the first of 5 weeks on this day in 1974 from The Sting. And so while a little ragtime plays in the background, we welcome in our friend Kristen Lyerly. Dr. Lyerly, how are you?
Good morning, Pat, and everyone. I'm well. How are you?
Great. It's great to be here in Oshkosh. It is fun to be kind of breaking in a new radio station. I am pretty sure that we are the first show to broadcast live from here, because the studio isn't actually hooked up yet. We're doing this through, you know, a laptop and a phone and some Wi-Fi, but it seems to be working. And like I said, the sun's out, so real spring might actually finally be here, maybe.
Oh, thank God. I'm so ready. Aren't you? I feel like once again, we jumped from winter right into summer.
Yes, it definitely has that feel to it. But hey, you got your bike, so you're going to go out and have a little ride today, hopefully.
Yes, I am.
All right.
It's gonna be beautiful.
Let's continue with our little history lesson. The construction of the Panama Canal began on this day in 1904. The very first Grammy Awards ceremony was held in Los Angeles this day in 1959, which was also the day when a country singer named Randy Travis was born. On a very serious note, from this day in 1970, four people were shot dead during an anti-war protest at Kent State University by National Guardsmen, and it led to the Crosby, Stills, Nash song, Four Dead in Ohio. On this day in 1973, the Sears Tower was topped out at 108 stories, or 1,451 feet. At that time, it was the world's tallest building. Either one of you ever been to the Sears Tower?
I have not.
I remember going as a kid.
You went as a kid, which is not, it's not called that anymore. I have no idea.
Willis Tower.
Yep.
It's the Willis Tower.
Willis Tower. For folks who know what a fan I am of Ron White, the comedian, he uses the Sears Tower as a punchline in one of his bits called Lug Nut Day. And I cannot recommend it highly enough. Ron White's one of those where, you know, one great album and he's kind of been playing off the same shtick ever since. But that one album was worth it, if nothing else, for the Sears Tower joke.
I'm not familiar with Ron White.
You've got to, well, you do all this driving now. We have to get you set up on, you know, listening to comedy. We can't just have you singing all the time.
Comedy is hard, though. I feel like with comedy, it almost has to be spontaneous. Like if somebody is trying to entertain me, it's harder to be entertained.
Okay, I hear you. The number one song on this day in 1974 was from Grand Funk. That may as well be. We could just play the rest of a song and take a break, you know, right? This is just so good.
It is. It's their cover.
That was Billy Squire, wasn't it?
Say that again, Kristen?
That's Billy Squire.
No. he might have done a version of his own later on, but I don't believe Billy Squire was a member of Grand Funk Railroad from the early 70s.
Maybe that's just like my little thing in the back of my head that I'm very wrong about, but I've been very wrong about it my entire life.
All right. Well, Now we know what we're looking up next. You know, the members of Grand Funk. On this day in 1979, Margaret Thatcher became the first female prime minister of the United Kingdom. And another birthday, Lance Bass from NSYNC was born this day in 1979. Do the math, Pat. 44 years old today. On this day in 1928, one of the all-time great trumpet players was born, Maynard Ferguson, who did a version of Rocky's Gonna Fly Now that really made it all about himself and how he can play trumpet.
Ooh. That's so crazy that, like, how that sound can come out of a trumpet.
The notes that he can hit are just, I don't even know how to describe them. You know, again, they could probably shatter glass, you know, but there's Maynard Ferguson, born this day in 1928. He passed away in 2006.
I met him.
Wait, you met who?
Maynard Ferguson.
Wow. You met Maynard Ferguson?
Yeah, he came and did a halftime show with us when I was at the University of Minnesota in the marching band. And all I can remember is his lips, because they were so, like, scarred. They looked so abused. And I remember thinking, damn, that's the price you pay for being such an incredible trumpet player.
What was the name of the movie with J.K. Simmons in it about a drummer?
Whiplash.
Oh.
Whiplash. And okay. The kid, you know, just all these bandages on his fingers as he's trying to get better and better at drums. It's, again, the price that people pay to be that good at something. Mm-hmm. I might lose my voice once or twice. That would not be on the show. Back to 1999, Jennifer Lopez debuted at number one with If You Had My Love. She's a singer. She's a dancer. She's an actress. She's a triple threat.
She doesn't age.
And she doesn't age at all. I mean, I obviously she does the work, and God bless her for it, but the woman does not age.
Gorgeous.
I know. All right. Well, we appreciate that. Normally, this is where, when the Brewers are at home, we would be perhaps giving away tickets to a game. So when the Brewers' next homestand comes along, keep this spot in mind, because we'll do a little trivia question. We'll take your calls and then give away some great seats at American Family Field. But just a reminder as well, you can hear the Brewers right here on this radio station where I'm sitting right now. Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, as well as news from the center and Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. So you're doing the bike ride where you are out in the hinterlands there, and Are you dodging, like, any snow piles? How do they rack up there in that part of Minnesota where you're at this week?
They got a ton of snow, so it's been flooding. And last week was when the flooding really peaked, so now it's kind of receding.
It does make me wonder about where I'm sitting here in downtown Oshkosh, because the Fox River, it's clearly high, and it clearly looks like if it wanted to come here and lap at the front door of this building, it could. And I'm glad that it didn't. But again, the remodel of this building and the others here in this downtown area, I mentioned at the top of the hour about these Main Street bounce back grants, and this building benefited from one of them. And I mean, it's just been such a resurgence in neighborhoods like this. It's just great.
I lost you there for a minute, Pat. Got to be honest.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry about that. Aaron, did you lose me too? Or where's our glitch? You heard me fine. It's a Minnesota thing.
A Minnesota thing. Being out on the prairie, man, it's just not dependable Wi-Fi.
I would have thought, a former, Goldie Gopher mascot like you would have a bit more pull, but apparently not with when it comes to technology.
Yeah, there's discrimination because of the lucky thing.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you, or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide
Prevention. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.